Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hashem is the Baal Habayit of this world. Whatever He says goes, and nothing else matters. Business deals are not given to us by buyers. Refuah Shelema is not brought about by doctors. En od milibado. There is only Hashem, and everything else is just a facade. Somebody who comes to this recognition will enjoy an extra special relationship with Hashem. He enters a different sphere with just him and Hashem and is surrounded by kindness. Rabbi Ari Ben Shushan told, he was once in Chicago, rerouted from a flight that he was on from Israel due to a big snowstorm. He was put on a 10:30 a.m. flight to New York on a Friday morning, and while in the airport, a young man approached him saying, "I see you're Jewish. I need a favor. I need your help." He said his name was David, and he was just in Israel, and while there, he accepted upon himself to keep Shabbat. Now he was just put on the 12:30 flight to New York, and they were expecting delays, which would mean he wouldn't get home before Shabbat. He asked the rabbi for advice on what to do now. He had already tried to get on the 10:30 flight, but was denied. The rabbi told him, "Go back to the airline desk and plead with them to let you on the 10:30 flight and tell them it's because of religious observance." David replied, "He did that already. He did everything possible. He spoke to the manager and the manager's manager. They told him the flight is completely booked and there's nothing they could do to help. He even called his father, who was a platinum member of this airline, and he wasn't able to help either." Rabbi Ari then told him, "Okay, I'll give you the best advice I have." He then asked David if he knew that Hashem runs the world. David replied, "Yes, I do." Rabbi Ari then said, "If you know Hashem runs the world, then you believe that Hashem caused this to happen. He specifically put you on this 12:30 flight knowing that you want to keep Shabbat. Must be He wants more from you. Must be there's something else amazing about you that Hashem wants you to discover about yourself. Think about what that is and tell Hashem what else you're going to accept upon yourself in religion." David thought about it for a moment, took the rabbi's words to heart, and accepted something else. Then the rabbi pointed him to the airline desk and he asked David, "What do you see there?" He said, "I see a man behind the Swiss Airlines counter." The rabbi told him, "No, en od milivado. There is nothing else but Hashem. That man has absolutely no say on whether or not you're getting on this 10:30 flight. I want you to imagine there is no desk, there is no man. It is just you and Hashem. You need to walk back over there with that belief and then ask again to be placed on the 10:30 flight. Stay here and think about it first. When you believe it and you're ready, go back to the desk and ask. I and my family are now going to security." About 10 minutes later, David showed up at the gate with a big smile on his face. "Tell me what happened," asked Rabbi Ari. David replied, "I walked up to the same manager that I spoke to before, and I told him, I need to get on that 10:30 flight." He said, "Okay, I'll take care of it right away." That was the whole conversation. He went on the computer, he put my name on the flight, and here I am. En od milibado. There is only Hashem in the world. Whatever He says is what happens. The clearer this is to us, the better our lives will be. Have a great day.